This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanksgiving this week is on a collision course with the coronavirus.
I don't think it's any surprise or any secret to anyone who's been turning on the TV, reading the papers, listening to the radio, or paying attention to any of the commentary, observations, and news about COVID and Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving clearly represents a big potential risk for the spread of COVID-19.
That's Governor Charlie Baker today at a press conference. With social media full of pictures of packed airports, public health officials in Massachusetts briefed mayors on what could quickly turn into a dire situation over the holidays. Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone was at that briefing yesterday and joins us now today. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Mayor Curtatone.
Thanks, Tiziana. It's great to be on the show again.
It feels like Thanksgiving is on everyone's minds, including public health officials. How are you going to spend it, Mayor Curtatone?
Well, for the first time in 28 years, I will be having Thanksgiving in a place other than with my wife's family. So from the time I met my wife in 1992, we've had a very large Thanksgiving gathering with her and extended family all the way. And this will be the first time. It'll just be my wife and I and our kids at our house. That's it.
Does that feel sad?
It is. It's somber. You know, those relationships, those personal relationships, those times to bond and share stories and be in very, you know, those familial and personal settings with the people you love are medicinal for all of us, that we need it. And we certainly need it in times like this when, you know, in addition to the loss of life and our lives and convenience being turned upside down and the harm to our economy, so many people going through so much an emotional and mental duress because of the stress and isolation of the situation.
You know, I've been wondering, A, are you hearing from constituents about Thanksgiving? And B, is it, you know, people mostly worried that others will get together, or is it people mostly upset that they have to be apart?
I think it's mostly worried about, overwhelmingly worried that people will get together. And really, what we need from everyone, from all of us, is to embody and act in a way that embodies our selfless spirit as Americans. And it's not about even us becoming ill. It's about making sure no one else becomes seriously ill or dies. And we know the data is pointing that it's in these familial and communal settings where the virus is spreading. And there's this heightened fear from very people far and wide, and not just from health experts, that the weeks following Thanksgiving and the holiday season can be very treacherous and dark.
You know, it really struck me just now when you said you're asking people to, quote, embody our selfless spirit as Americans. You know, I was thinking in getting ready for you today, if you find it easier or harder to get people to take the spread and the risks seriously now with what we know now than it was in the spring when so much was unknown.
I think there was a greater... It's tough to say, to be honest with you, because we've been fighting against so many things, the unknown, but the lack of leadership not just the lack and failure of leadership from our president at the national level, but a message that directly contradicts logic, science, and common sense. And we've been having, you know, our leaders should be at the front saying, follow me, do what I am doing on behalf of our fellow Americans, our neighbors, our loved ones, those frontline workers, those essential workers, those healthcare workers. And that's not happening. So it's been sort of this compounding challenge since the months of the very beginning months and times of this crisis all the way through now. The new challenge, I would say, is this promise of a vaccine, which is promising when you think of the efficacy of the vaccines that are being developed. But people need to understand that this virus is going to be with us for a long time. There's still no knowledge and no understanding whether or not we can still transmit the virus to others, even if we're vaccinated. And it's going to take months and months, maybe a year, to get the population fully vaccinated, because we still need to drive transmission down. And what we're seeing is a transmission level that's rising, perhaps to eclipse what we saw at the beginning, and that is really frightening. So, yeah, that makes our job, I think, challenging in a different way now. And so people are letting their guard down. And I think some of the actions the Commonwealth took to increase, allow gathering sizes to increase in the beginning of September and so forth, to go to the higher levels of phase three when our health experts were warning not to do that, especially since we're entering the cold and flu season. It makes it difficult for people to, when they look at that, to say, well, you allowed for a capacity in these other establishments to open. Why shouldn't I be able to have dinner with my family and friends in my home? So it's a,
yeah, let's
I think
talk
it
about
compounds
that.
A challenge. Yep.
So after a briefing, the briefing that we talked about for mayors, you told the Boston Globe that new measures may be might be needed to take control of the spread. What would those new measures be, and what would be your trigger for enacting them?
So, valid question. Let me just first clarify. The meeting wasn't with state health public experts, because from the very beginning, what you've seen is at the local and regional level, officials from cities and towns, large and small, stepping up to, one, close schools and issue stay-at-home advisories when the governor and the state was reticent against doing any of that at the very beginning of the pandemic. That saved lives. And in the months that followed, the several months that have passed, we have been begging for a collaborative, coordinated approach, not just an individual city and town approach. We have 351 different approaches in Massachusetts to take it on the pandemic and now the resurgence, but one that is at least at a regional level, and to have common thresholds and measurements to understand when we should move ahead with a phase or roll back. And that is really the context of our conversation and in the present resurgence that we had yesterday with experts from the medical and health field. So we had two different panels. We had a medical expert panel that were mostly infectious disease doctors and those who are experts in contact tracing, and we had a panel of epidemiologists. So there is not one trigger. We asked the very same question, because these are the questions we asked the Commonwealth and the governor. What is the data you're looking at, and what will tell you to advise us to do X, to roll back a certain activity, or understanding we would allow something to expand? We never have gotten that to this date. And so what we're considering asking ourselves as municipalities, not just individually, but as regions across the Commonwealth, what are the common steps we should take now to take on, to knock down this resurgence? And we're trying to understand that. And we're policymakers. So the experts and their opinions and information and data, as well as modeling, inform that policy and decision-making. We have not come to a point to understand what that is. But there is some clear consensus here. One, hospitalization rates are rising at a rate that is, quote-unquote, from one of the experts, a worrisome sign. You know, it's looking bad. The fact that one expert said, the fact that we see the trends in hospitalizations rising at such a high rate before Thanksgiving is troublesome. We're also concerned that here in the Commonwealth, contact tracing has not lived up to its expectations. So that people know and understand, I want to clarify, we don't have a vaccine yet, and it's great we'll get one, but we have certain tools. Wearing a face covering, maintaining social distance, washing hands, contact tracing has to be one of those tools.
And why do you think it has not lived up to its potential?
Well, we brought this complaint to the governor, the administration, to their COVID task force. There are many reasons, factors why it's gotten better from where it was. But let me give you an example of how it's failing. Only 66% of the cases are being reached in the first day. So let me repeat that. More than a third of the people who need to be reached immediately, if they've come into direct contact with someone who's been tested positive for COVID, are not being reached, and time matters. Time matters because those people can become super spreaders themselves. And only 75% of the contacts are being reached, so more than 25% are not being reached at all. And that is not going to do, because contact tracing allows us, gives us information real time on what's happening with the pandemic and to act in real time to contain it. So when you ask me what we need to do, well, one, we need to get these things that we have control of, contact tracing, other measures, more testing and so forth, up to a level to give us the tools to prepare to respond to the pandemic. Then we need to ask ourselves, okay, what is the data showing us? Is it because of indoor dining that we see greater cases coming from? If that's the case, all right, well, the governor has said he's going to leave it up to individual municipalities now to make a decision on what should happen.
So
that's not going to work.
What will
we
you
need
do?
To work as a region.
So what will the region do? We're running out of time, and this restaurant question, I think, is actually really important because, as you know, there's a lot of tension about restaurants.
Yeah, people ask, are we going to roll everything back and shut everything down? Well, the difference here in the United States, in this state, one, in the United States, we don't have a national plan like other countries have. And two, other countries that have gone to total shutdown and rollbacks have also given those sectors greatly affected, like restaurants, like other industries, the resources, the money, the necessary to survive to get to the other side of this thing. And if the federal government's not going to step up right now, we can't expect them to happen anytime soon, then what is Massachusetts going to do? So we're going to ask the governor, will the Commonwealth be able to step in and give those businesses that we might have to roll back operations from the resources needed to survive this next phase, this resurgence? We don't have those answers yet. And those questions are really important. But one thing is for sure, it can't be one or two municipalities or several municipalities doing it. It will not have the impact against the resurgence we need. It has to be in a broader scale. And so whether it's indoor dining or other activities, we need to act collectively, collaboratively, and in sync with one another.
And that is Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone. I look forward to talking to you again soon, I hope, on this regional collaboration. I hope you'll come back.
I will, and everyone stay safe, please. Stay safe and be smart and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too.